Rejoice, dear listener, for your endless march through the internet has finally produced something to add meaning to your empty, meandering existence. Your friends at Idiots Discuss the Universe are digging up musical gems of the past and deciding if they have any shine left or not. Welcome to Old Gold.
The cabin
that I know where it's at in the code, so right. I get to go now to that cabin myself.
Yeah.
If they ever like, who's been in the cabin? Spanny, have you been in the cabin?
And I've
like,
been no. in the cabin.
Be like, oh, no, Craig's been like, in the
it
cabin.
It smells like mushrooms and
weed.
And weed.
There's What's a little going vomit on this bed.
Is
bedding.
There vomit on this bed? Is there? There was blood all over the bathroom.
Like, definitely, yeah,
definitely Craig.
If anyone I know is going to die on the shitter someday, it's Craig.
It's Craig.
Yeah, do you ever think that? Like, of all the people I know, who's going to die on the shitter?
It wouldn't be you.
No, I don't think so.
No, not actually.
Think of all the people that I know that you know who would die on the shitter. Let me think. I think Garrett.
Garrett?
Garrett it would die on the shitter, probably.
Really?
I don't know why.
Why? Yeah, why?
I don't know why.
For me, it's like maybe Bly.
Oh, no.
No?
No. I see some like a long life, but then some sort of like unfortunate end for Bly. You know, he's like 85, and then he gets hit by a bus.
That's not funny. Why did I laugh? But
it's not funny. I mean, 85. If you're gonna die at 85, that's a pretty good way to go.
That is. It's not bad.
My grandma just died in a car accident when she was almost 90, and it was just over. She was healthy all the way up until the boom, and then it was just boom.
Oh man,
it's kind of perfect.
Yeah. If it's quick, it's merciful.
She was at the cemetery when it happened.
No.
Yeah, she was going to the cemetery to visit people when it happened. So, you know what
Holy
I'm saying?
Holy shit.
In a way, she was ready to go.
Yeah.
She was on her way.
She was on
she
her
was
way.
She was driving there herself.
Yeah. She took care of half the trip. They only had to take her a few feet.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it was hard on my grandpa, but that was fucking kind of poetic in her on her level. So, yeah.
Woo. That's pretty crazy.
The extended kin of the Conkins have got all sorts of crazy stories. I already told you about the murder. I've told you about the murder.
You've told me about the murder.
Yeah.
The murder.
We'll talk
for
about
sure-der.
That. Murder for sure.
Ah, boy. Welcome to Idiots Discuss the Universe, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, welcome.
And boy, are we some idiots today, namely me. Because I took too much RSO, and
way
my name's
too much.
Way too much. My name's Spenny.
And my name's Craig, and I'm pulling this slog through the mud, and trying to get where we're going.
Yeah,
but for some reason we've decided to turn the reins a little bit over to Spenny because he's going to be doing the thing that we did last episode where we played the Grammys versus Spenny, and today we're doing the Grammys versus Craigie.
Yep.
And the rules, same rules apply to our devoted fans that know the rules from watching our last episode.
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe our not so devoted fans should just go back and check out our
maybe,
other episode.
Maybe think about what you've done. Maybe think about yourself.
But anyway, what we're doing is we're just picking a year, and I don't know exactly what we're going to do. Sunny's going to walk me through how I'm going to get to pick a year. I'm sure my limitations are going to be much more stringent.
They will be strict.
Than his were.
Yes.
But I will help him find it on the internet where he can look up the answer, and then we'll just kind of walk through that with him.
Have you ever thought about how bright light is?
Well, you
it's
know,
pretty
I know,
bright.
I know
what
it
I've
seems
noticed.
Like it's really it's pointed at you, but if you didn't look up at it, it wouldn't seem as pointed at you.
It's almost blinding.
It's kind of like an overhead light.
It's blinding, you like know, the sun.
If you were to adjust your posture, I think you'd be perfect. Isn't that a lot better there? Oh, dear. Every time he touches those lamps, I just feel like there's just going to be like a fire.
Yeah. I don't think that's my problem. Maybe it's because these light bulbs are...
You be quiet now.
Okay.
Stoner. Quiet now, Stoner. So,
this is how it happens, man.
This is what we're going to do.
This is how the masses get silenced.
We're going to play the nominations for the year that we pick.
Yeah, the year
and
that you
I'm
pick.
And then I'm going to see if I can pick the same winner that the Grammys won.
So I'm going to give you some parameters for the year that you are allowed to choose.
Okay.
It can either be 2005 or 2006. Now, take your pick. Now take your pick. What's the one?
Huh. Well, no, seriously, that's how shitty you're going to be?
Well, you talked like, about strict parameters and gave me some ideas. I was just going to let you pick, but then I was like,
oh. I gave you 1959 to 2010, I think.
Okay, fine.
I don't know any of them. So, I mean, like, I won't know who won. I'll know a lot of the songs, but I don't know who won any of
well,
the years.
Okay.
I don't know Grammy-winning songs by
any stretch of imagination. Let me be real. I think that we should take you a little out of your element.
Do
like,
something during the 70s. Marriage. Do something during like the marriage years or something where
yeah.
I was down in the hole.
That's
the work
what I'm
years.
Saying.
So maybe like 2000s would be a good.
That's
thing.
That's what I was thinking. That's why I was thinking like early 2000s because then it's like ooh, it could provide some challenge. You know,
it could, and that would be somewhat familiar too at the same time with it. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Let's do like a 2004.
2004. All right.
Yeah, sound pretty sexy?
Yeah, 2004. But it's a sleeper year. It's not a year that jumps out to me right away.
I can't
away.
Really think of much of anything happening in 2004. I'm sure Radiohead came along and did something.
Grammys 2004. What
and
is
we're looking
in store?
For best record of the year.
Okay.
Best song. Make sure that it's the same
best
category.
Record.
The difference is that the best song relates to the songwriting, and it can be vastly different than the best record of the year, which is the artist that records it, the production, and all of that sort of thing. So the thing that like makes it a hit or whatever is what they're being really judged on.
Okay, that's very confusing because it's still neither one is an album, but there's best song and then best record, but they're both just one song.
Well, best recording is like record is short for recording.
Okay.
I say so. It's they're both just single songs.
Okay,
album of the year is album of the year.
Gotcha. So
he acts like he's interested, and then when I start talking, he's like, "Oh God!" You just get that thing on. I'm like, "Oh fuck!" He's talking, but like you ask,
I
you
did,
know what I'm saying? That's
I
the
didn't
thing.
Mean
it's
to
like,
do that.
You ask, and then you're like bummed that I answer you. It's weird.
No, I'm not bummed.
You're just kind of that distressed stone that is just like, oh,
I'm just trying to hold on, man.
I'm not getting any of that. It's all like you're just kind of angry. Like, I'm just, just shut down. Just shut down. I'm trying to look at this thing on the internet. Stop talking
to me. I can only do one thing at a time.
Did you find it? It's on WikiLeaks. It's just like
WikiLeaks?
You can just look.
Wikipedia? Well,
Wikipedia, sorry.
Well, yeah, I found the page for the 46th annual Grammy Awards, which were February 8th, 2004.
Record of the year Grammy record of the year list.
Record of the year. Okay.
And then list.
List. Oh, here we go. Okay. I see what you did here. Okay, so we're going to 2004.
There should just be like five songs.
There's five songs. Now, Craig, do you have any guesses for the nominees?
In 2004?
2004,
okay,
baby.
Let me think.
What was happening in 2004? Matrix
okay,
had just shaken everyone up.
No, Matrix
couple
was
years
well
ago.
Over.
A couple
well
years
over.
Ago.
Was it Lord of the Rings time?
Oh, it was right around there.
Okay,
think,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. So let me think. Was there maybe a Justin Timberlake song
oh,
on there?
Oh shit, he's on point. He's
okay.
on point. And,
there,
I mean, that's half a one.
Okay.
But yeah, you're right in the pocket there. Now, who else was around?
How about like a Shakira?
Ooh, close. Think women.
What
of
about a
color.
Destiny's Child?
Ooh. One step further.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Beyonce's in there.
All right.
How about
damn,
a,
dude.
How about like a Jay-Z?
Whoa. Are you fucking kidding
no,
me?
No, I'm just guessing.
All right, keep going.
What about a. Enrique Iglesias.
No, colder, but not bad. Good guess.
What about a Selena Gomez? Is
no, go away from the Latin stuff.
What about a Mary J. Blige?
No. I mean, you've already gotten three. That
okay,
are on
I'm going to give up. I did pretty good.
Okay, so.
I'm super impressed that I got it. Yeah. I mean, Justin Timberlake, I thought was a pretty. Britney Spears?
No. So. Black Eyed Peas and Justin Timberlake did Where Is the Love. Remember that song?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Well, we're going to listen to it. That's right. And then also Beyonce featuring Jay-Z, Crazy in Love.
Okay. Okay.
You know, so that was, you nailed it there.
Wow.
I was like, what the fuck? But I mean, like, those are two names that are like, you know, they're married. So it's they go together.
And they were both kind of hot artists at that time.
At that time, yeah. Sure. Absolutely.
I didn't think of that song when I was naming them. I definitely didn't. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
And then we've got Hey Ya by Outkast.
Okay.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. We've got Clocks by Coldplay.
Oh.
All right. And then we've got Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Oh. Oh, good year.
Good year.
It's a good year.
I'm like, these are all pretty A-grade songs.
In what order are we going to play them?
Well, why don't we start with Black Eyed Peas and Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Where is the love?
Where is the
Since
love?
Since you guessed it.
We're going to see if we can find it on this track. I don't remember there being much love on this one, but there might
be. Well... Maybe if you can dig deep into your black soul, you can find a little smudge of love.
Oh, did you know that Slavic people are people of color now? I just found that out on the internet.
What?
Dude, like, I'm a person of color.
No, I don't think
yes,
so.
I'm well on my way.
I don't think you are even considered a person if you're a Slav. Right? You're a slave. I thought that was the thing.
No, that's it. That's our in.
What do you mean
that's
your
in? The Slav, seriously, you can look it up. Slavs are people of color now. They like it came out in Portland.
What?
One of the Portland university guys wrote a really long thing about it. But it's actually, yeah, I can now start and put that on my census.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what about Irish people?
Oh, no, fuck them.
What?
Yeah, I think so. I think
really?
I think that's exactly what it said. Like, as I looked it up, it was like, that was one that I looked up, and it said just said, fuck them.
Said no fucking Irish.
Italians and Irish were both in the fuck 'em.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So apparently I'm just going to ignore that because you're a Slav and I don't listen to the words you say.
It would be racist if you were mean to me. Now it's racist.
No, I don't think so.
I think
it's fine. And I think you're
victimizing me.
I think you need to get me some water.
I'll get you some water. Do you have it queued up? What are we doing, Black Eyed Peas first?
Yeah, we're doing Black Eyed Peas first. I just looked into the song a little bit, and it's written by, you know, the Black Eyed Peas and Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
But I don't think Justin performs on it, is just the distinction that I was going to make. And it is also the group's first song to feature Fergie as an official member.
Well, there you go.
Right? You
and
remember that?
I just
that,
think of her as always being a member.
You remember that crack whore?
I do remember Fergie. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's
no,
great.
No, I think I actually bought like a single, like a CD single of a Fergie song when I was in Europe.
Oh.
Because she was kind of a hot thing in like Europe.
Like Eurotrash vibes,
Italy.
Yeah.
Like when I was in Italy, I think
totally.
I got it because she was hot on the radio and my wife like, oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
And so we got that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so interestingly enough, the composition of the song, it's a protest song in its lyrics. It takes an intersectional approach to societal criticism from a racial justice perspective.
What's it called again?
Where's the Love?
Okay.
Although initially intended as a vessel to post 9/11 anxiety, the song discusses the many issues that the 9/11 attacks touched.
Where are you reading
Which include, but are not limited to terrorism, U.S. government hypocrisy, racism,
where are you reading
gang
this?
Crime, pollution, war, and intolerance, with the call for love in the chorus as the element tying these together. I'm reading this on Wikipedia under the composition.
Does it say citation needed at the end of that in a little parentheses?
Nope.
No, it's a quotation from something.
No, it's not.
It's just
not a
fact.
Quote. Someone just put that
all
in
right.
there.
Well, I think we're going to leave this one to better people.
Well, let's hear one of the lyrics.
No, let's listen to
okay.
the song.
Okay, no, you're right.
It's already going to be a test.
Okay, let's do it. Here we go. Let's find the love.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mama. drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all,
people
y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurting, you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach, and won't you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war is going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth
that's
is kept
got,
secret.
Craig.
It's swept
that's
under the rug.
That's all we
need.
World.
That's all we need, Penny. Just one world. Just got to get it straight, baby.
Yep.
That was actually kind of refreshing, and like it felt like kind of naive, and like this is kind of like weird. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I didn't realize that it could be that like kind of. Well, that sounds like some hippie nonsense, and it's 2004.
Yeah.
You know, it's
2004.
Just like,
they're like, well, the people dying, the people crying. You're just like, and now we're like, well, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Good. Or whatever.
I don't know. It's just a really different different deal.
No, yeah. the chorus. I mean, it's an earworm.
Sure it is.
It's
and
an earworm.
It's brilliantly produced.
Yeah.
And everybody's quite talented on it.
Yeah.
And I don't like it for exactly the same reasons I didn't like it back then.
Right. Yeah. No, I would say like some of the raps, you know, like the sort of like woke wake up people raps.
It's music by committee. I mean, it's music by committee. It's like Fergie's people are coming in and they're going to flip off her lines and then they're going to be doing their lines. And it's just like so, like, I don't know. It's like who's getting the most time and all. I mean, it's just a weird, I don't know. It just feels like one of those.
It is weird. I mean, apparently.
Black Eyed Peas always just felt like super corporate rock.
Definitely.
And they were.
Well, apparently, so this was the first album with Fergie on it. And I think a lot of people, according to this Wikipedia article, thought that this was the turning point for the Peas. Entertainment Weekly apparently said that the biggest offense for a once smart-sounding rap collective is Where Is the Love, the horrifyingly trite single with Justin Timberlake. It's enough to make longtime fans wonder, where are the Peas? Oh, snap.
The Peas are sitting in their mansions in their penthouses. That's where they are. That's why they did this. It's because they wanted to be on the Super Bowl.
That's exactly true.
And they got on this. They got it. I mean,
they
were huge.
Yeah.
For like the next 3 or 4 years, they were huge.
Yeah.
And now they're still doing like America's Top whatever it
whatever,
is.
Yeah.
The judges on it, whatever they want to be.
Yeah.
People know who Fergie is. People know who Fergie is.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that is like not everybody knows who
right.
everybody is.
Because of this song.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the beginning of it.
Beginning of it.
Yeah. So
yeah.
That's pretty cool. So next, we're going to listen to that Eminem song.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to listen to Lose Yourself, which...
From the 8 Mile, the 8 Mile movie.
From 8 Mile,
mm-hmm.
And
saw that in the theater.
You did, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think at the time?
I thought it was actually way better than what I thought it had any right to be. The movie.
Huh.
The movie itself, I thought, was way better than what I had expected it to be.
Okay.
And I wouldn't have went to see it if it hadn't got really, really great reviews. But it is. Have you seen the movie?
I did see it when I was, I think when it first came out, but like when it went to VHS or whatever.
Right, right, right.
So I saw it at a friend's house at some point.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking it was good, but I don't really remember it.
Yeah, it's still just a rock and roll performance style sort of movie, but yeah. It's actually worth watching for sure. And what's her name is quite good in it, the female lead.
Oh, Michelle Pfeiffer?
No, that's the mom.
Oh.
I think.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
She's some little drug addict that didn't have a whole lot.
Some little drug.
But she was like at the height of her powers for that one.
Huh.
But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. But I mean, it does.
It but does. Not to me right
not
now.
Right now, no.
So let's listen.
Man, this song has a billion plays.
Wow.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, this is a big one. Mama Spaghetti, here it comes.
I'm ready.
One shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment. Would you capture it? Just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit, he choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. No, he won't have it, he knows. His whole back's at his ropes. It don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows. When he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Lose his health in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose his health in the music, the moment you own it. We move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over. These hoes is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows. He's grown farther from home, he's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These hoes don't want him no more, he's co-product. They moved on to the next mo who flows.
Doing that kind of on accident.
And that's the super sweet, like, fucking piano. I love that little piano.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
It's great.
It's great.
It's a classic.
But it's so, like, I just can, like, after, I don't know. God damn, I just can't.
After Chris D'Elia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. He really took
the. Because he's the most, like, Chris D'Elia.
Yeah, you know, he goes into the four Taurus and bores holes in the moratorium. He bore the hole in the moratorium so I could go forward in the orphans.
Really, this song, like, you're not even rhyming for a lot of this. You're just kind of like speaking in like
so
this.
So
weird,
he
like,
goes home and he goes choked and bows. I think there's just a lot of rhymes with the sco. Oh,
yeah, it's like a word. It's just like a alliteration.
Yeah, he goes home and he
closes the back. Close the nose dough and the bows.
Yeah,
and the
he wipes
dough
his nose and he goes to home and he plays.
No, it's kind of brilliant, but it's I don't know. It's weird. It's not my favorite Eminem song by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
But like, it's a really good one.
It's a good song. It's like a good. It's a good rap song that's not about like really about like hoes or like how I'm better than you. You know what I mean? It's like a twist on a rap song. Like it's an actual standalone song.
It's the Grammy song.
Right.
It's the song that, like,
I mean,
oh,
it's on the movie
yeah.
and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and like, in mixed respectable company, this is the song that you can get, like,
right.
Eminem right. to come out and play on national television,
right.
and there's no problem.
You better lose yourself in the moment, you want it.
But I always thought that song was kind of about him having to, like, have sex with Dr. Dre to get his record contract.
okay, it's
you only get one chance to blow. You only get, you know, he does say that.
That's true.
Opportunity only
comes
knocks,
once
only
in a lifetime.
Once. You only get one chance to blow.
Yeah, Dr. Dre.
That's what it should
and
say.
Jimmy Iovine or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's like some, they'll pick some other Mo, he says in there too. They'll move on to the next Mo.
Mo.
Like homo.
What? He doesn't say that.
He says, oh yeah, in the first chorus too. There's some sort of thing like that in there too.
Huh.
Yeah. Weird. So that's my underground theory that we won't get into.
All right. Well, I'm definitely going to need a palate cleanser after that. So why don't we listen to Clocks by Coldplay?
Oh, good. Clocks by Coldplay. I love this song, actually. Yeah.
Coldplay is one of those bands that I never fully got into, but I definitely feel like I got duped by them because...
This was still in the dupe period where you thought, well, maybe they're just going to be really a great band. They could still just totally become a great band.
Yeah.
And these would be their stumbling albums that weren't quite where they were going because there's so many high points in these first albums.
Well, see, I guess I was more duped because I had, you know, admittedly poor taste back then. It was a lot of like Nickelback and Creed and
and
things like that. And so
these
I
guys
found,
were, you loved them.
Well, I found them in the same section, right?
Oh.
Because of this album cover. I remember being like, whoa, Rush of Blood to the Head. Uh-huh. Like, and it's like this cool album cover with like, I thought it was going to be like some Linkin Park, you know, some, and I remember getting it, buying it just on the album cover alone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. It was one of those times where I did that.
Wow.
And
good
I
job.
Bought it.
Good job.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I stand by my choice as far as it looks sick. I would still buy it today.
Sure.
Because of the album cover.
Sure.
And just like didn't know who they were and then bought it and was just like, oh, you know, this is for like pussies or whatever. I thought that it was going to be some cool Creed like worship, you know, fucking worship God.
You thought it wasn't as cool as Creed?
No, I thought it was way less cooler than Creed.
Oh, you were a fucked up little unit,
yeah,
weren't you?
Yeah. I wanted Linkin Park and Creed, and I listened to this, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
But did you grow to like it more?
Nope. Nope, I didn't. I wrote them off from like that then on. I did.
No, they were like
mad.
They were like the dumb Radiohead.
Yeah,
they were like surfer bully Radiohead.
Yeah,
you know, like Radiohead would go to a party and these guys would already be at the party. And they'd be like, "What are you fuckers doing here?" And then they'd steal their girlfriends and make Radiohead leave.
Yeah,
and walk home.
Yeah, get out of here, Tom. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they'd go write better music. Then Radiohead would go write better music than they would.
Right, because they're all sad.
But this is a great song. Do you know this song?
I do. Okay. No, this is a great song. I have grown to like Coldplay more.
More.
Yeah. More
right,
than I did.
All right, cool. Let's listen to a little bit of this one. All right, sounds good.
Tried to swim against, put me down.
was.
It's a great tune, dude. I mean, it's a great tune.
It's great. I can't hate. Can't hate on the Coldplay. Although I must say, I bet the roughest gig, one of the rougher gigs in town is being, well, depending on who you're asking, but the Coldplay guitar player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, who?
He just like the ding, ding.
Right? Does he? Ding. Is that guitar? Ding, ding. He does the, he definitely.
He plays some guitar.
He definitely holds
like
a guitar.
The first album he plays guitar.
Does he? Okay.
That is actually guitar.
Because it's like the Chris fucking.
That yellow song. You know?
Right. The, yeah. You're right.
They were kind of guitar thing, and then it was all about Chris Martin.
Chris Martin. Right.
It was all about him.
And
he
the
was
piano.
Like the it Paul like... McCartney, and then they're like, oh, you're going to be on fucking who's the next
fucking,
pop star.
Yeah.
So, and
you're going
to be...
marry Gwyneth Milano.
Right. And then you guys, it's kind of like what happened to Maroon 5.
Right.
In another like kind of mediocre band drama thing where that one goofball became the head goofball. The
head
other ones
goof.
Just, and you're all just a bunch of side goofs.
Side goofs.
You know, so I'm sorry.
It's,
Cole.
But it's not bad.
No. I mean, like, you're talented.
But
side
he's the
goofs.
Most side of the goofs,
which,
if that makes sense.
What do you mean? No, one of them is actually a person that people know the name, but everybody else is just like
exactly.
a side goof.
Exactly. I'm trying to turn this on airplane mode. No, they're all side, but he's the most side of goofs. Like even in the guitarist of
Coldplay. Oh, he's
Coldplay.
Barely. They could just not have
yeah.
him.
He's more of like a stage prop.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like hold yeah. the guitar, mate, and just fucking dance around and look pretty.
Right.
All
right.
It's the Chris Martin show. My daughter's name is Apple. I'm a fucking genius.
No, I'm sure it's something along those lines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless he like writes all the lyrics or something. Who knows? I mean, who knows? But I don't think so.
I don't know. No, I'm sure he contributes things. And I'm sure all those things get edited out
okay.
in the end.
Yeah,
but I don't know, actually. And this is a great song because of how much they do with the little, very little, you know? I didn't mean for it to come out like that. How much they do with just the smallest amount of stuff. They really stretch and pull it
they
into
really
a whole
They just really show that they
song.
Can do that weird tempo to the 4-4 time. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. So that's the whole.
There's just something I don't think I'll. Yeah, exactly. I don't know if I'll ever be able to shake. The whole, like, oh, this is going to be heavy and good, and then it just isn't at all. No, it's
and
good
which,
still.
Which, it was this album?
Yeah.
Because they were even soft. It would have been the first album and even been a little harder.
Right.
I mean,
I think so.
But
and I could have fallen in love.
This one,
but...
they went totally like, oh, Gwyneth.
Yeah, I was like, when
does
the guitar
come? Gwyneth
has
my balls in a,
yeah.
in a pearl blind
yeah.
box.
He's
in
like,
her...
oh, I wish I want to be in a Wes Anderson film. Hopefully one day maybe Gwyneth will get me in a Wes Anderson film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's when this was all starting up.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
But
well,
still,
should
but
we
still,
keep going?
Still very strong. Let's move
very
on.
Very strong.
Let's move on.
This is a very strong
list. I forgot what the other ones were doing. Don't tell me. Just
okay.
tell me what the next one is.
Okay. Next one, we've got Beyonce featuring Jay-Z, Crazy
oh.
in Love.
Oh, Crazy.
Everyone
okay.
knows
this song. This is a slapper.
We're picking it back up, folks. We're picking back the energy. We're taking it away from those whites. Those fucking boring, snoozy whites.
Goddamn. Back to
Crazy the... in Love. And we're giving it back to
the queen.
The queen bee herself and her cuck lord. her cuck dog, Jay-Z, who doesn't... He's just a bitch because women are better than men. And, I'm just making sure that people know that it's not about equality. It's women are
superior.
Yeah. And so anyway.
So let's play it. It's all kneel. All kneel.
Let's kneel before the queen.
Take our positions of penance and
yep.
and then we shall listen.
Yep. Take your pill. All right. Here we go.
So deep in your eyes, I touch on you more and more every time. I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2-3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain. How I'm feeling and my pride is the one to blame. Cause I know I don't understand. Just how your love can do it, no one else can. Got me looking so crazy right now. My friends so quietly.
Who we think he is?
Look at what you did to me. Tennis shoes don't even need to buy a new dress. If you ain't there, ain't nobody else to impress. The way that you know what I gotta do. It's the beat that my heart gets when I'm with you. But I still don't understand. Just how you love to do it, no one else can.
Come and look at some crazy right now. Your love's coming.
When the flow is loco, young B and the ROC.
That's a great song.
Yeah, man, really.
It's a great song. Dixie, that, I think it's the Dixie Cups, is the sample. That sample in it is just that. That's
really?
From an old like 60s girl group song.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And that, so is that drum beat, that chin. I think it's from Iko Iko, actually, is what I think it's from. And like that, but that sample is so great. In it, and she sings great in it too, but it's kind of like, it's totally like that time period of like just super bass stereo systems, and it's like, you know, it's kind of very much of that period. It sounds way more dated to me as well, you know, kind of like the Fergie stuff.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely, this is definitely more dated than it was in my mind before I just listened to it again.
One thing I've noticed about all of this stuff that's really interesting is it's like all the hip hop, a lot of hip hop influenced R&B stuff, like, but before the whole Atlanta trap thing comes through, so the rhythms are all very different.
Oh, sure.
You know, it's like a dun 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 dun. You know,
it's that Mary J. Blige and that real like that feel of that sort of stuff that's coming out. Like what's the other one? Oh fuck, I was just thinking of Missy Elliott.
Yeah,
no, it's kind of totally the school of Missy Elliott. In a lot of ways, like Beyonce and all that stuff. Like kind of like Missy Elliott was like the genius of all of it in a certain way. You know, it's sort of sad.
She's a boss bitch.
She was a pretty amazing. That album, that one album was fucking just pretty much the blueprint for fucking that kind of music for the next like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, totally. Totally. We got one song left, Craig, and then it's time for you to choose.
It's going to be a tough choice.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to choose, like, well, I don't, I mean, for me to choose which one I like the most, it'll be easy, but to see which one the Grammys picked, I'm pretty sure that we won't agree. I don't know. It will be interesting.
I'm curious to see. It would be a hard choice for me. That's for sure. Last song.
What's this last one?
It's Hey Ya by Outkast.
Oh, yes. Okay, great.
We're ending it.
Damn, it's gonna make it even harder. This is gonna make it even harder.
I know, right? Which?
No, do I have to pick? I pick my favorite. I don't pick the one that I think the Grammy. I don't try to second guess the Grammys.
Don't try to predict the Grammys. Let's just see if your taste lines up.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
Let's just see. All right, so we're doing Hey Ya right now.
All
right. All right, so then we'll do it.
Perfect.
All right, here we go.
1, 2, 3. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. Bye.
such a great one too.
Yeah,
man. Okay.
A lot of fun songs this year.
Shit. Yeah,
2004.
That was a good year. That was a good year.
Yeah, for pop music, you know.
Yeah.
Chart toppers.
Those are all chart toppers.
Those are all good chart toppers.
Those are some slappers.
Yeah.
Well, there was mostly slappers.
Mostly some one or two deflated balloons.
There were some
maybe.
Like, kind of slap deficient areas.
There were
some of them. But you know, like at the peaks, it was all pretty good stuff.
It was
all good. You know, for sure. Mm-hmm. I see why they all made the list. I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So I guess it's time for me to choose. Well, without a doubt, I'll rank them from lowest to highest.
Yeah.
I guess
let's do that.
We'll do. So we're gonna start with the Black Eyed Peas and Fergie.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be my number five out of that list.
Okay.
And then we're going to have Clocks, I think, will be the next one on that list, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Yeah, that's a hard one. Because, I mean, I guess the Eminem song and Clocks kind of like come in at kind of the same sort of place for me. I guess I almost listen to the Clock song more than I do the Eminem song. If I go over the years, like, that one's kind of had more mileage for me, but I still think, like, yeah, I don't think that's a more happenstance than anything. So I'm going to put Eminem in the middle.
Okay.
And then I'll put Beyonce as number two.
Okay.
And then of course Outkast is my favorite song out of that group.
Yeah,
that's just a fucking great song. I have to admit, with that song, I did the white boy with an acoustic guitar thing with that song, and I learned that.
Oh, you did?
I learned a really soft, caring version of that song.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah,
that's great. That would be the best one to do.
It was fun. It was fun. It was easy. It was easy too. Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Come into my dorm room.
Yeah, even though I'm 30.
Even though I'm 30, I still go to school
and
here.
I'm married.
And I'm married, but that's just a ring.
Hey, I'm not too married.
I don't want to meet your daddy.
Because
I'm old enough to be your daddy.
No, I didn't do any of that. I was so good. Okay. I was so well behaved.
Good. Good job.
Good, just a good guy.
Good job.
Just a good, good guy.
And look how it worked out.
It worked out well.
It worked out well.
I'm very happy in my basement. I'm very happy down here.
No, I know. This is pretty sick.
It gets even better when I kick everybody out and close the door.
And that's the best way to be.
So tell me how wrong I was and how out of step with society I was. I think it's gonna be Beyonce that won.
Wrong again.
Really?
Yeah, I mean I'm not happy.
It's the peas then.
It's not the peas.
Clocks?
Clocks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those fucking assholes.
They weren't gonna give it to Radiohead, so they're just like an extra fuck you to Radiohead.
Yeah. And it was like, you know, let's make sure, like, we do have a white rapper here, but let's make sure we give it to the whitest thing we possibly can.
We may not be able to give one to a white person ever again.
Yeah, we don't know.
This is our last, this might be our last chance.
Because the other white guy on here sounds like a black guy, so we need to give it to Coldplay while we still can.
Right. Wow, Coldplay, really?
Coldplay, yeah. Boo.
Huh.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's a great tune.
It's a great tune. It is. And it was everywhere for so long.
And it still is kind of around.
Yeah.
It's around.
It's like
their last hit. Isn't it still kind of like their last, like, really big hit?
Big hit. Yeah, I think
so. All the rest of it's just kind of been kind of like.
There was like one that was like the sound in the air.
This is another clock song. Just like the last song. We have three songs, and sometimes we mix them different.
Yeah.
That sort of deal. That's what they do.
It's the sound in the air. My name is Chris Martin.
Did they get divorced? I think they got divorced.
I think they had a healing ceremony.
The mothership came and got her.
And her goop. She's now one with the goop. And she's raising her children in non-gendered goop tubes.
Bless them. Bless them all.
Bless them all.
Oh, bless them all.
Bless them all. Bless them all. That's right. And you know what? Bless you too out there for listening.
Who would have guessed that Spenny was just right in step with the world?
I would have guessed
it. And then Craig is way the fuck up.
I would have guessed it.
And even a highly, highly medicated Spenny.
Highly, highly medicated. Does that make you feel ashamed?
But I had to go with what truth and right. I mean, no, which one of those would you have picked as your favorite?
No, I would have picked Hey Ya. Uh-huh. I would have had the same list as you.
Pretty much the same.
Maybe
order.
With Clocks at the bottom, though.
Really? Even below the P's?
I mean, the P's is bad, too, but it's at least more. At least stuff
you're
is,
stumped.
Like, happening.
You're stumped.
Okay, yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
You're
but, no, I,
if
it
you're
was
out
a great
walking,
year.
If you're out walking on a blustery day and listen on your headphones and then Clocks comes in, it's a good one.
Yeah. You got your scarf blowing.
Yeah. Yeah, just fagging out 100%. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, I can't stop thinking about me homie's balls. Yeah. You like? Just, oh, and the wind blows past your nips.
Oh, it so happens. I've had it before. Just going through, like, oh, Laurel Hurst Park. Oh, yeah. Just.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It happens. Mm.
And then a woman tries to make eye contact with you, and you're like, go away. I'm listening to Coldplay.
Bitch.
Yeah.
No, just fucking just do it right. Yeah. Go away. I'm listening to Coldplay.
Go away.
And I just cover my eyes with my elbow and run off into the bushes.
It's so fucked up. It's so funny with the your scarf getting caught on a tree. Oh, and then
she comes to save you because you're choking.
No, let me help you.
Get away!
No,
from me,
get
bitch.
Away! He's gonna get away. I'm listening to Coldplay. I just want to be alone. I'm just thinking of me.
I'm just listening. I'm just thinking of me, homies, bollocks.
Just leave me alone. I don't want any trouble.
Oh, shit. That's amazing. That's amazing, and that's why they won, ladies and gentlemen.
That's why they won.
That's the demographic mm-hmm. that puts you over the top right there. That fucking cowering sissy demographic.
Yeah.
Park that cowering park sissy.
Cowering park sissy. Yeah, man, that's it. But, you know, they need songs, too. They need. Oh, man.
Oh, Lord. All right, everybody. God, we're gonna end it with that. I don't have any more left. I don't have any more left.
That's all I got after that.
I'm done. Yeah. All right, well, good night, then. Give us money on a Patreon.
Yeah,
that, too. Okay, bye.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.